Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for God's Design by Matt Chandler. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. Genesis 1:26-27. In this passage, we get what theologians have called for a few millennia the imago Dei, the image of God, and the idea that men and women are different from all of creation because we have been made in the image of God. The imago Dei is God's investment in humanity of godlike glory and moral capacity to reign and rule the earth as his representatives. This is what sets us apart. What are the implications of the imago Dei? There is an intrinsic human dignity that places us above everything else in the creative order. We have an intrinsic value because of the image God has given to us. It's not a functional thing as much as a gift from God. And it shapes how we view humanity. Those we live side by side with and those we'll never meet. Yet we forget this amazing truth, and sin messes us up. And we treat each other in ways that must break God's heart. What if we could really grasp that we have intrinsic value because we are made in the image of God? The difference would be incredible. This is God's beautiful design for us, and we were made to walk in this beauty. Father, I thank you for our sameness. I thank you that we are brothers and sisters by your design. May that truth shape how we view others, but first, may it shape how we view ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.